The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, I'm Mike Patra, and I'm the host of the Hoopball DFS Today podcast. Come join us as we go game by game, breaking down our top plays, fades, values, pivots, and talk overall strategy for both tournaments and cash games. And the best part, we're doing this 7 days a week. So come check us out. That's Hoopball DFS Today, and you can follow me on Twitter at Mike Patra for any updates, listener contests, and DFS information.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Oh, ho, Bulls fans, they did it, they did it, they finally did it. Welcome back to the Hoop Bowl Chicago Bulls podcast. My name is Greg Meraz, your host. I appreciate you bearing with me over what has been a very long hiatus from this show. And I want to remind you, first of all, that Hoopball is brought to you by Manscaped. Support for Hoopball is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. They obsess over their technology developments to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. That's why Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents, thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. The water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower. That's a pretty cool feature. And one of the coolest features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the charging stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you're listening to me right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Get 20% off and free shipping with the promo code HOOPBALL20. That's HOOPBALL20 for 20% off and free shipping. Also want to let you know that MyBookie is a proud sponsor of the HoopBall Network. And with me now, sports are back. I've been waiting for the day since March, and now it's here. I've got only one thing on my mind, MyBookie. MyBookie is a home run, slam dunk, triple overtime, game-winning shot, all wrapped up into one. I love it, you love it, and that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. MyBookie has up-to-the-minute odds on all your favorite teams, and with the start of the NBA bubble season just around the corner, this script was from a little while back, it's in full swing right now, there's never been a better time to start playing. With MyBookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. Feeling good about your MLB team's chances this year? Well, I felt good until they decided to suspend Ramon Laureano. But anyways, be sure to check out MyBookie's World Series future bets. Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on them before the season's even begun. Or I can bet on them right now. But why stop with baseball? Smart bettors are always looking towards the future, and in this case, that means basketball, hockey, and football. MyBookie is already accepting bets on your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. Or, if you're the Bulls, potentially your new head coach. There's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today and MyBookie will match your deposit 100%, plus they'll toss you a free $10 MLB future wager. All you gotta do is enter the promo code HOOPBALL when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. Why am I doing this episode now? Why in the middle of the NBA bubble where the Bulls are not, am I talking to you right now? And this, to me, is the greatest day I've had as a Bulls fan in quite a long time. The Bulls have fired Jim Boylan. Thank be the Lord. Oh my goodness, I am so excited that the Bulls have finally decided to do away with Captain Underpants, the mistake by Lake Michigan. It was reported this morning very quietly, only about an hour or so ago, by Shams Charania and Adrian Wojnarowski, that Jim Boylan has been fired from the Bulls organization. Now, I want to read a little bit under the tea leaves, and that's why I always go to Joe Cowley's Twitter account. Joe Cowley, the Bulls beat writer for the Chicago Sun-Times. And here are his two tweets on this, and then I'm going to go to his story. First tweet, the feeling the players had toward Jim Boylan did carry weight into the decision to fire the coach. But according to a Bulls source, there was also behavior displayed by Boylan that was considered, quote, detrimental to the organization. And the second tweet says, according to the source, the Boylan file with human resources wasn't the greatest, including a verbal run-in with a team chef. Okay, so here's what I want to start off by this. There were a couple of times over the last few weeks where I could have recorded a show. I've got a lot of stuff going on in my life, and there's a reason why I didn't, and the Bulls are not in the NBA bubble, so I didn't really feel like there was an immediacy to do so. Basically, I would be doing a bunch of pods on speculation, but there was a lot of rumors swirling that the Bulls were going to keep Jim Boylan because Bulls owner Jerry Reinsdorf was in a financial situation, given that he owns the Bulls and the White Sox, to where he was going to lose upwards of nine figures because of no fans in the stands for White Sox games and not being able to finish off the Bulls season and potentially not having fans in the stands to start next season. But all of those rumors were under the guise of, does Arturis Karnišovas really have the power that we say he has? And one thing that got me at least a little bit encouraged about the Bulls' options at head coach is when the Knicks hired Tom Thibodeau a couple of weeks ago. Now, I would love to have Tom Thibodeau back as the Chicago Bulls coach. I think that he is somebody that is painted in an unfair light and somebody that, at least from a Bulls fan perspective, they probably were going to fire him because of the fact that he didn't get along with management and because he wore starters out. I think a lot of people put Derrick Rose tearing his ACL in that first-round playoff series against Philadelphia back in 2012 on Boylan. Whether that's fair or not remains to be seen. Check that 2013. I don't necessarily know if that's the right take to take, but that is what it is. So basically, with nobody else having made a decision on the future of their head coaching situation, the Cavaliers, I think, are sticking with J.B. Bickerstaff. I'm pretty sure that that's the case. I don't really see any of the eight teams outside the bubble making coaching changes, certainly not the Golden State Warriors with Steve Kerr. It was basically the Knicks and the Bulls. So the Knicks made their decision, and the Bulls are going to have their pick of the litter. And I think that's a good thing because you've got two new executives in Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley who are going to do their due diligence in regards to getting somebody new in here that is going to help develop players. And I think that's the biggest knock on Boylan, is that he was more of a militant man than he was a coach. And I think the thing that bothered a lot of people, at least leading up to today being surprising, is that, well, these guys don't really actually have the power. Ownership is forcing them to keep Jim Boylan. And I've heard countless people say, well, what do they see in Jim Boylan that makes them want to keep this guy around? And I guess the question eventually came down to, what is the actual power level of Arturis Karnišovas? And as Casey Johnson of the NBC Sports Chicago group reported several weeks ago, Karnišovas has full autonomy over basketball operations. And that was pretty much made clear here. So by the way, the fact that he had a bad record with HR, is anybody surprised by that? The guy that is a bumbling quote machine and just decides to pop off at random stuff and, isn't exactly very complimentary toward his players. You can imagine, by the way, the HR complaint toward the chef is that Boylan was ranting about not having his growth plate and his success plate. Remember all of the different plates that Boylan would have in regards to how he described his coaching style? Here's the statement, by the way, from Arturis Karnišovas. Quote, "After doing a comprehensive evaluation and giving the process the time it deserved, I ultimately decided that a fresh approach and evolution in leadership was necessary. This was a very difficult decision." Okay, let me interrupt that. No, it shouldn't have been. It never should have been from the start. I'll continue. "But it is time for our franchise to take the next step as we move in a new direction and era of Chicago Bulls basketball. Jim is a great human being that cares deeply about this organization and the game of basketball. I want to thank him for his professionalism and commitment to the franchise." So I don't necessarily know about Jim being a great human being and a basketball professional. It's very intriguing to scroll Twitter and see what people are saying about Jim Boylan this morning. We're recording this on a Friday morning. This is in immediate reaction to Boylan's firing. And here's a quote from SB Nation's Ricky O'Donnell. "Most bad NBA coaches get fired without ever leaving a mark. Jim Boylan literally installed a punch clock at practice, caused a team mutiny his third day on the job, coined the phrase double lose, compared Luke Kornet to Robert Horry, drew up ATOs for Adam Makoka while down 20, invented a leadership council that didn't exist, made grown men do push-ups and wind sprints at practice, put Ryan Arcidiacono on Giannis, spoke daily of growth plates and care factors, had no shame in losing to the worst team in the NBA, had this beauty, quote, prepare the children for the road, defended losses by quoting Field of Dreams, said that he wanted his team to average 35 assists, which has never happened, watched almost every major piece on team regress, had a rookie center say, quote, he's got some things he can get better at as a person and as a coach. So the Bulls Twitter account basically barely tweeted something out. Official Bulls relieved Jim Boylan as head coach. And it goes to the story from Arturis Karnišovas and Michael Reinsdorf. Reinsdorf said, quote, as the internet decides that it wants to wonk out on me, quote, no one could question Jim's passion for our team and our organization. We sincerely appreciate his tireless efforts and contributions during his time with the Bulls, and we wish him and his family the very best. So, yeah, Jim Boylan's gone. Thank goodness. Now, there are a lot of different candidates that can probably be put in place, and the two that we've talked about in the past are Adrian Griffin, the assistant coach for the Toronto Raptors, and Philadelphia assistant coach Ime Udoka. Adrian Wojnarowski also puts in Denver assistant Wes Unseld Jr., former Brooklyn coach Kenny Atkinson, who was highly considered for the Knicks job, along with Bucks assistant Darvin Ham. Now, one thing that I have to put out there, and we've talked about at length, and you can go back and listen to a couple of our past episodes, Griffin and Udoka would both be great choices. A lot of people think that Adrian Griffin is ready to be an NBA head coach right now. He actually coached the Raptors the other night in the NBA bubble. But now there's an issue that has come up in regards to Adrian Griffin's ex-wife, Audrey Griffin, who is accusing him of severe domestic violence allegations. And Griffin had to come out with a statement saying, "This morning, accusations were made against me on social media by my former wife that I vehemently deny. We are involved in a long-standing legal dispute over alimony and child support arrangements. I am disappointed to have to address false accusations in this way, and I apologize for any distraction this has potentially caused for our team at this important time." And the Toronto Raptors issued this statement. "When we saw these allegations this morning, we were dismayed. Adrian is a valuable member of our team," the team said in a statement. "Our leadership immediately spoke with him, and he flatly denied the allegations in these posts. We will support the process as he and his former partner settle these matters." So whether it's true or not, and I think that a full course investigation is going to give the Bulls, the Raptors, and any independent third party clarity in regards to what's going on here, that is going to ultimately craft the Bulls' decision in terms of whether or not they decide to go in the direction of Adrian Griffin. Now, the history between Arturis Karnišovas and Adrian Griffin suggests that Griffin should be the top guy. And even though he's never had an NBA head coaching job, well, neither did Fred Hoiberg, neither did Jim Boylan, neither did Tom Thibodeau, neither did Vinny Del Negro. The last time that the Bulls hired a head coach with previous NBA head coaching experience was Scott Skiles, when Skiles, I believe, was the coach of the Magic prior to when he joined the Bulls, and then Skiles ended up as the coach of the Bucks several years later. But anyways, by the way, for those of you that don't remember, when Scott Skiles was fired, he was replaced by Jim Boylan with a different spelling of his last name, B-O-Y-L-A-N. Not this Jim Boylan, B-O-Y-L-E-N. Although I don't know why we're talking about Jim Boylan anymore, because Jim Boylan is gone. Thank goodness, ding dong, the witch is dead. Jim Boylan is gone. That's what I'm most excited about when I'm talking about this Bulls news this morning. You know, I didn't expect to wake up doing this show this morning. You know, we've got a lot of great contributors on the Hoop Ball Network right now that are just pumping out team-specific pods, DFS Daily. I mean, we've got a lot of great content going on right now. The Hoop Ball team is absolutely crushing it inside the bubble. I've kind of felt like I've been on the outside because I'm the only team-specific podcast on the Hoop Ball Network that isn't inside the bubble. So I'm just like that poor little kid that's just watching all the other little kiddies play, and I'm like, I want some fun too. Give me some fun, please. And this is what we've got. We've got the Chicago Bulls electing to go in a new direction with firing Jim Boylan. And I think Arturis Karnišovas, when making this decision, saw the forest through the trees. He understood the ramifications of free agency after the 2021 season and the type of class that you're going to get there. And he realized that Jim Boylan, in terms of his current relationship with the players, was not going to make Chicago a free agent destination. You know, Mark Eversley, when he was hired, said we need to make the Chicago Bulls fun again, make the Chicago Bulls cool again. And that starts off with giving them a head coach that is a player's coach. Jim Boylan was not a player's coach. I don't even know what you can consider Jim Boylan. You know, the amount of people that defended Jim Boylan, I'm looking at his coaching record. The guy has the second worst winning percentage in franchise history with anybody with over 100 games coached. I mean, it's incredible. The guy, by the way, it's even worth noting that Jim Boylan coached two half seasons or two impartial seasons. He finished last year, and then the Bulls didn't finish this year because of COVID. So Jim Boylan gets technically a year and a half of head coaching work on his resume, but he technically didn't finish either season or have a complete season either season. He finished last season, but I guess he didn't finish this season. But my whole point being, Bulls leadership understood that Jim Boylan was going to detract from free agents coming to Chicago. And not only that, it would also detract from the Bulls being able to lock up guys that they already have that could be a significant part of their future. That being most immediately Lauri Markkanen. And I think Bulls leadership also realized that Wendell Carter Jr.'s talents were being completely wasted. Zach LaVine was not being used in the right role, and that the Bulls need to address the point guard position immediately so that LaVine can move back into an off-guard role. The Bulls understand that it's not a complete rebuild, that they have talent and pieces there that they can forge forward with. But in order to get to the next level and be able to bring in that superstar, they are going to have to bring in a coach that appeals to the players. I mean, when Daniel Gafford goes on Twitch and somebody asks him about Jim Boylan and says, he aight, there's some things he can work on as a coach and as a person. I mean, it had to be clear to you if you're Karnišovas that all the players hated him, absolutely hated him. And the fact that it took them this long to do this is, to me, just unreal. Maybe Karnišovas wanted to see how the bubble played out, and then he could go after his top candidate immediately after Boylan was fired. Maybe he had had enough of seeing Boylan work with the Bulls during this downtime to say, you know what, this is not the guy that we want leading our team moving forward. And I think that Karnišovas finally heard the noise from the outside, and rightfully so. I think that, you can listen to noise from the outside at times and have it be legitimate, but you can also listen to noise from the outside and say, you know what, there is some credence to this. When the Bulls at the All-Star break, when you had the Fire Garpacks chant with Zach LaVine on the set of First Take, I mean, Karnišovas wasn't here for that, but I think understanding the impact of what the outside noise can give you, I think it's noteworthy. It's significant. It's to the point where you have to understand where your organization is and not lie to yourself about it. And I think that maybe at least for the last month and a half, Arturis Karnišovas was lying to himself about the viability of Jim Boylan as the long-term head coach of the Chicago Bulls. And Karnišovas, if money wasn't an issue, probably would have said, Boylan be gone immediately. But there was pressure from up top because that's what the Reinsdorfs do. And I really hope that Karnišovas didn't have to go to Jerry and say, can I get your permission to fire Jim Boylan, please? Please, Jerry. Because Jerry, I'm sure, wanted to keep Jim Boylan around. And I'm sure that Jerry probably already had a conversation with Jim Boylan about saying, well, Jimbo, it wasn't my decision. Jerry Reinsdorf doesn't talk like that, but that's how I wanted to convey the message. So with the bubble still going on and assistance inside the bubble still there, it's going to be another long waiting game in regards to who the Bulls decide to go after. I'm sure that they're going to be able to schedule interviews with guys pretty soon, hopefully. I expect Ime Udoka. I expect Adrian Griffin, despite the allegations from his ex-wife in regards to domestic violence. I hope that those are not true, but if they aren't true, Adrian Griffin is certainly a viable candidate. People have talked about Mark Jackson coming back out of the booth. The issue I have with Mark Jackson is Mark Jackson can coach defense, no question about it, but Mark Jackson is not a guy that coaches a very cohesive offense, and I think that this is something you need when you bring in your next head coach. You need somebody with balance. Could you go in the direction of Darvin Ham with Milwaukee? I think that's definitely a possibility because Milwaukee has been one of the top teams in the NBA since Jeff Budenholzer took over. You also could go with Wes Unseld Jr., who has familiarity with Arturis Karnišovas from their time in Denver. Unseld still in Denver. In terms of any other candidates other than those five, I don't necessarily know if there's a specific target yet, but I guess as we start seeing rumors start to pop out on Twitter, we'll definitely know who is and who isn't going to be considered a viable candidate. I think you've got to go with somebody right now that is a top assistant on a winning team. Could you potentially go after Mike Brown with the Warriors? Now, the one thing I have with Mike Brown is that Mike Brown has already been an NBA head coach, and while he's had marginal success, he hasn't been a guy that you're saying this is a franchise head coach. They're obviously not going to lure Steve Kerr away from Golden State, and Tom Thibodeau is really the only out-of-work prior head coach that you would hire. And the Bulls weren't going to hire Tom Thibodeau because Tom Thibodeau is not exactly the guy that the Bulls were that interested in bringing back. I also think that if you're looking at two other candidates that are prior NBA head coaches, Mike Woodson had some success with the Knicks. He re-interviewed for the Knicks job. I don't think they go that direction. A lot of people have talked about David Fizdale, who had success in Memphis and then burned out in New York. I think David Fizdale would not be a good fit. I think that when you have the type of tenure that you have, even as brief as it was with the New York Knicks, you just can't take a risk on a guy that has come off of a just absolutely tragic tenure as an NBA head coach. Okay, I don't think you can go with any former Knicks head coaches as the head coach that you want. So I think you're basically going to be looking at Udoka first, Griffin second, only because of these domestic violence allegations. I think Mark Jackson will get a look. Again, I don't think that that's necessarily the guy that you want leading your franchise long term. I think you'll give Wes Unseld a look. I think you'll give Darvin Ham a look. Outside of those five, I just have absolutely no idea. But you know what? We are going to have a speculation sensation across Bulls Nation as we conclude here on the Hoopball Chicago Bulls podcast. It is great to be back with you. I hope to be talking about a new head coach very soon. Thanks for tuning in. And as always, go Bulls!
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.